Our reaction as opposition party is that Mr. Ouattara is leading the country to new trouble, to a new bad situation. We are surprised and disappointed after this statement. He knows that he has no right to run for a third term, but he is doing so. This is a mere provocation. So we'll be trying to make him understand that he has to step down and finish his second term. He has no right to lead the country to a situation where we are going to have a new period of instability and difficult problems for the country.
But Mr. Chile, some people are suggesting that perhaps a court could decide whether it's a violation of the constitution or not. What is your position on that?
Well, this new constitution of 2016 is a constitution which has been written by his own expert. One article in this constitution, which is 183, something like that, says clearly that disposition of the second constitution will be implemented in this new constitution, which means clearly that the person who has already assumed two terms of ruling is not allowed by the new constitution to run again for the third term. So now the problem is going to be a question of interpretation. The main problem is that justice is not independent in our country at this moment. So which court will tell us that Mr. Ouattara, the head of state, is not in his right to run for a second term? Who is going to be the judge who will be courageous enough to say something different?
If the court cannot rule against President Ouattara as he seeks another term that you said violates the constitution, then what recourse do you have as opposition parties in Ivory Coast to challenge this, which you described as illegal?
Well, we have democratic wins, and we have public demonstration. We have all those means to make him understand that he cannot go further. Now, you will tell me that if he says no, what are you going to do? We are going to try what a Democrat politician must do for his country. In my party, our education is that we never use violence. We never resort to arms and everything to take power. Our only way to go to get to power is by the election.
Your party has chosen a former prime minister to be the presidential candidate. I also understand some supporters of former President Laurent Gbagbo, who you are very close with, are not happy that your party did not choose him as a presidential candidate. How do you resolve this?
Well, there is a confusion about the former prime minister. The former prime minister is no longer a member of our party. The thing in Cote d'Ivoire is that Mr. Ouattara has succeeded in dividing the party, the most important party. Even if the majority of the members of the party do not support somebody, he will take that person to say that he is the leader of the party and he is the one he recognizes as the president of the party. That is exactly the situation right now in our party.
Some people are suggesting that to have any chance at all, Why aren't the opposition parties coming together to face him?
We have tried. We have tried. And we have been trying even up to 1 month ago. But the former prime minister you are talking about has suspended the negotiations to come together on his own. So we are watching him. We are watching him to know where he can go. He has already said that he is candidate. But in the same time, he's saying that if Mr. Gbagbo is accepted as a candidate, then he will resign in favor of Mr. Gbagbo.